Well, I was going to mention something about the goodies, but we might as well introduce our guest first, right?
I think we should.
Yeah. Do you want the honors?
Well, I think I should because I'm sitting here with him. He brought the turnovers, so he's in the club.
In the club.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, your hero and mine, Mr. Larry Kuhn. Welcome to the radio station this morning. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us today.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you, John. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Larry is a past president of the Kenmore Rotary Club, a current active member. And Larry, as you know, Eric was sharing a story from 100 years ago this week. Mm-hmm. And interesting, I had no clue that the Lockport Rotary Club was just a little bit older, and they had something to do with the establishment of the Kenmore Rotary Club.
Yes, yes, it's fantastic that we can celebrate and know that both Buffalo and Lockport Rotary were involved to get us started. And 100 years of service, and we celebrated last night, actually on the anniversary as well.
Wow, how about that? So how'd the dinner go last night?
It went real well. Yeah. We had some dignitaries there. We had some nice speeches about what we've accomplished and where we're headed in the future. And it was a great night, great celebration.
All right. So by way of information and just like giving a heads up to some folks, some may not be familiar with the Rotary Clubs. And so maybe you could just give us an idea of the service, that happens through the Rotary and some of the other programming.
Sure. Thank you, John. The Rotary has been around. It was established in 1905 with an attorney in Chicago that wanted to get together and do some good things and had other professionals join him. The types of programs and community service that Rotary does is wide-reaching. Our network is huge, and many clubs and districts of Rotary work together to accomplish big things around the world. Both locally and internationally. We have different areas of focus that Rotary in general focuses on. We are the largest community service organization in the world. There's 1.2 million members.
Wow.
No kidding.
It's a big network, and we have quite a big impact around the world. Rotary in general, so if you think of the United Nations, the members of the UN are typically, as you would guess, countries. There are two members of the United Nations that are not countries. One is the Red Cross, and the other is Rotary International.
Oh, wow.
No kidding.
So we have a seat at the table in some pretty impactful situations.
Wow. Very impressive. Now, Rotary also supports high school students.
Yes.
And I think there's a program by which they do foreign exchange programming, right?
Yes. One of the pillars of Rotary in general is to promote peace. And a good way to do that is right at the ground level, where families are getting to know each other from different countries. A child would have an experience to go away for a school year. The youth exchange program creates long-lasting bonds between families and between countries. And the idea when that was started was to create bonds so that if a country was going to go to war, they'd think about, well, the world is kind of small because I remember my friends in another country for an experience they spent.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's it's really well thought out. You know, the relationships, right? It's all about relationships, whether it be with just a fellow human being. Doesn't matter if you live on this side of the border and they live on that side of the ocean. You know, you're still another human being.
Right.
And when governments decide they don't want to get along, doesn't mean that the people agree with that.
Right, exactly. One of the other main things that Rotary is focused on is trying to fight disease And helping to eradicate polio from the planet has been a focus of ours for a long, long time. Lots of money has been raised. We go into schools and do what's called the Purple Pinky Project, where we raise money to help eradicate with students making some donations. It's a fun type of thing that we have. Fun interaction with the students in the schools. We do sponsor clubs at the high school level and also at the college level called Interact and Rotaract. We have a good relationship with Kenmore West and Kenmore East and the University of Buffalo.
Wow.
With clubs.
How did the Rotary Club get its name? What is the Rotary, how did that come about?
Good question. So the symbol of Rotary is like a manufacturing cog, like a wheel.
Okay.
And the design of our membership is to be diversified to attract people from all different types of occupations so that we have a wide-rounded skill set to tap into from our membership, and it allows for a better scope of skills that we could tap into for all the different good works that we do, and we help to promote those occupations among the students that we interact with to help give them some career guidance and mentoring, that type of thing, which is career related in many instances.
Okay, so it's blue collar and white collar.
Correct.
Come together, see what skill set the students is going to be gravitating towards, and help them to get
correct
to that
correct
direction.
It also helps us plant the seed for community service among the students, so that they can, as they grow, have life experiences and possibly join a Rotary Club or any other service organization,
sure,
for that matter.
Mm-hmm. And Larry, you'll be interested to know that a couple of years ago, we actually used the Rotary Club as a trivia teaser question. I have the information about the attorney in Chicago and how he joined up with other businessmen, and there was something about the room in which they met. I believe the table was round, maybe, if I remember correctly.
Very good.
And that's how the name Rotary actually got worked into the formation of the club.
Oh, that's great. You did your research, John.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
The spikes on the cog also represent the many different occupations.
I see. And they work together, too.
Yeah. And being a businessman, is that a requirement, Larry, to join Rotary?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
No,
All right.
We look for a wide range.
Good.
Used to be men only, and then we changed things in the late 80s and invited the ladies into the club. And
okay, now let me go back here a little bit, because my father was a dedicated Rotarian for many years, and Mom was involved as an auxiliary, and they called them the Rotary Anns. Is that still the case? Do they refer to them that way anymore?
We laugh about that.
Okay.
And that is the history. I'm second generation, so my father was involved with Rotary, and we used to tease my mother that she was one of my favorite Rotary Anns along the way.
Very good.
Better than being the Rotaryettes.
Yeah.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Larry Kuhn and the Rodettes.
It's funny, and then when we after we did allow the women in, and women were becoming members, and they had a husband that was not a member, we'd refer to him as a Rotary Andy.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Because Dad's Club had a couple of business women.
Right.
Yeah, I remember one. We don't have time for my memories here. But anyways, that's really very interesting, Larry. And Larry Kuhn is the member of the Kenmore Rotary Club. He is a past president. And he is sitting next door to Eric Cook, who I understand was misbehaving a little while ago.
Never.
Never.
If you don't have pictures, it didn't happen. And even if you do have pictures, they've been doctored.
Yeah.
So I don't
believe
it.
Oh, wait a minute. Speaking of pictures, I was aware yesterday somebody was roaming around the building with their cell phone in hand taking pictures.
Who?
Gee, I wonder, Eric.
Now, do I look like the kind of guy that would do a thing like that to a guy like you?
Yeah, you do look like that guy, actually. So, anyways. So, yes, Larry Kuhn is with us. He's a first-time guest with us, and we really appreciate his taking time to be here. We've been talking about Rotary and Rotary clubs and the good that they do. And this is the, last night was the celebration, 100th anniversary of the Kenmore Rotary Club, and that got underway with the help of the Lockport Rotary Club, and they've been around for, Larry, what did you tell me, about 104 years for Lockport?
I think it was 2017 or 2019 that Lockport was established, and they already had their centennial, and they were so gracious to help us with some ideas on how to celebrate our 100-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Very supportive.
Very good.
They're a very supportive club to us.
Well, I know that it's a cooperative spirit between Rotary clubs, and so we wanted to talk mainly this segment because there is an event coming up Saturday. Eric and I have actually been mentioning this for the last few days now. It's a fundraiser, and so we want to also talk about some of the organizations that have benefited from the Rotary fundraisers.
Yes, we've had a long history of supporting Kenmore Mercy Hospital and the healthcare workers and the great things that they do for our community. Salvation Army has been a longtime recipient, as well as Kenton Meals on Wheels and different organizations around town that can benefit from ways that we can help them. We raise and contribute about $50,000 per year.
Wow.
Towards the community on an annual basis. For our centennial project, we are working on, we're contributing a large chunk of money as our centennial project to have two new pickleball courts created near the Aquatic Center in the town of Tonawanda. And we're real proud of that. That's gonna give a little bit more recreation to the seniors. None of us are getting any younger, so hopefully I'll be able to get some pickleball lessons while my knees still work nicely enough to be able to play.
I was just going to ask you if you have had any experience playing pickleball.
Not yet, but the Clarence Rotary Club just last night was telling us that they're going to be offering some pickleball lessons, and they're gracious to help us learn the sport. We hope to, in the future, have maybe a pickleball tournament between our Rotary clubs as a fundraiser. Ooh. Who knows?
Oh, I hear a challenge coming up here, Lockport, Clarence.
I'm just putting that out there.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, Larry, I know that some people are familiar with the name of the facility in downtown Buffalo. It's called the Rotary Rink.
Yes.
And that was a dedicated project from the Buffalo Rotary Club, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yep, that was that was a nice project that Buffalo Rotary did. They're a little bit older and a little bit bigger of a club, and some of the projects they do are just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we always encourage the clubs to be supporting each other and encourage membership. We're always looking for new members to grow, and if someone has a time available that is more appropriate for them to meet at the Buffalo Club or a different Rotary Club, we're always encouraging people to check out different Rotary Clubs and see which one fits their personality and where they feel comfortable.
Sure.
Yeah, very good. So now this event coming up Saturday is called a Shred It event, and this is a fundraiser, of course, but it's also something that is designed to help individuals who may have some old paperwork they want to get rid of.
Correct, John. It's called the Shred It fundraiser, where we have the actual Shred It trucks right on our property at 3200 Elmwood in the village of Kenmore. People bring their boxes of documents where they want to get rid of them. We have the trucks right there in the parking lot where they get shredded right on site. They give a donation of $10 per box, which is a very reasonable price, and they're typically thanking us for making this. It's really a community service project as well as mm-hmm. a fundraiser to give them a reasonable price for being able to get rid of their documents and avoid some identity theft, mayhem, right. that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, in this day and age, too, it's so important because, you know, documents have perhaps Social Security numbers on them. They have other pertinent information that if the documents are no longer needed, you don't really want to just throw them in the garbage can. And so this is a great way to eliminate the potential for somebody picking up information that is private that you don't want, you know, to be used otherwise.
Exactly. Exactly. It just helps people feel more comfortable. And we do it twice a year. We do it in April and in October. And it's also a tax-deductible contribution. We can give out receipts for funds that people are parting with to help to have the shredding done. So it's a tax-advantaged contribution.
All right. Now, the building itself, the Kenton Elmwood Commons, which is on Elmwood Avenue, 3200, for some who may have traveled over the years down to Kenmore Mercy, they would have passed the old Philip Sheridan School. I believe that was an elementary school. And so the Shred It fundraiser is going to be in the parking lot behind the building?
Correct. Correct. It's near the it's between the 290 and Sheridan Drive on mm-hmm. Elmwood. If people are coming from the 290, it would be the Delaware exit, Delaware Ave exit to take to get over to Elmwood.
Yeah, I think what is it, Kenoki Drive?
Correct.
That you take from Delaware to get over to Elmwood and then zip right down there. So pretty convenient to get to. And that begins at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Yes, and we ask people, please don't come early. We get people through the line pretty quickly, and people don't even have to get out of their cars. But sometimes people want to be the first in line, and they're showing up more quickly than we need them to.
Well, imagine that on a Saturday. You'd think that they would have other things to do, huh?
Perhaps lolly and gag. Dilly and dally.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes, we're there from 10 until 2, and the UB Rotaract Club comes out. The Interact Clubs in Kenmore, the students come out from all three of those clubs to help us do it. And it goes quickly. People get in and out fairly quickly. Sometimes it backs up a little bit, but it's usually not more than a few minutes.
Yeah. You know, there's a facet to this event that I wasn't aware of. You actually have the shredders on site there. And I think that's pretty cool. So somebody can donate a couple of boxes, and they can actually make sure that their paper is being shredded right there.
Correct.
Oh, wow. That provides a certain amount of comfort to, you know, they don't have to wonder about, gee, I wonder if they really did get rid of my box. You know?
Right. They can see it.
Yeah.
They can see it be destroyed, you know, put right into the truck. And we can sometimes businesses need proof. They need, like, a receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And we can provide that so that, you know, they can take it back to their employer and prove that, yes, it was definitely destroyed.
Nice. Now, I see here, Larry, that there are some other organizations that the Kenmore Rotary Club has helped over the years. Boy Scouts of America, the Kenton Closet, and one in particular I thought interesting was the Hearts for the Homeless.
Yes. They've reached out to us, and we've partnered on some different projects. Hearts for the Homeless has a mobile van that is for to solve food insecurity, and it goes to different locations. We helped outfit that van with a $10,000 contribution a couple of years ago, and that's out. You'll see that on the road running around. Different food pantries. We help to support as well.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier this morning that the Kenmore Rotary Club raises about $50,000 each year. Now, is that money, like, do you pool it together and then decide which organizations, or do you have one picked out for each fundraising event that you do?
It kind of ebbs and flows the way it's done. We have a foundation where we have a board that helps to accept applications. There's a couple different pockets of money. It's usually in the spring and late in the fall when we are accepting those applications. We'll accept them anytime, but that's when we typically make some decisions on where the money goes. We have a foundation that we started in the 50s that's been growing fantastically. We're a little bit shy of $1 million in our foundation, so we have to spend the earnings on that every year, mm-hmm. combined with the funds that we raise from our Shred-It. And our other fundraiser in the fall is a Kentoberfest. It's an Oktoberfest that happens right in the village of Kenmore. September 21st is our date on the calendar for that to happen. That's a fun time. Tents and beer flowing and entertainment. And that's a good event, too.
All right. So at 8:52 this morning, Larry, you have 30 seconds. I know we're going to tease people with this, but we wanted to talk about another project that's happening that you're involved with, and we'll get you back probably in May sometime so that we can talk more in detail. But you have 30 seconds. The stopwatch is starting right now.
My cousin down in Plano, Texas, had a sudden cardiac arrest and survived, and she wants to pay it forward. She's so thankful that CPR was there and an AED was there, and their effort with Cardiac Crusade is to help document the location of AEDs everywhere so that 911 dispatchers can inform people that call for an emergency exactly where an AED might be, right next door or right there in the neighborhood.
All right. You went over 3 seconds, but we'll let you slide. Eric knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, John.
Anyways,
John.
Larry Kuhn, thank you so much. We appreciate you being here representing the Kenmore Rotary Club.